This is Viewpoint with attorney and author Chuck Crismeyer. Viewpoint is a one-hour talk show confronting the issues of America's heart and home. And now with today's edition of Viewpoint, here is Chuck Crismeyer.
Well, COVID strikes again, at least the fallout from COVID, and we're going to talk about that here today on Viewpoint. Cancer rates are rising among Generation X and millennials, oftentimes it seems related to the COVID vaccines that they received. Then also, Mr. Trump, President Trump, has reinstated the U.S. soldiers who refused to get the COVID jabs. Not only has he reinstated them, but he's instructed the Pentagon to reinstate all, not only their personnel and their jobs, but for giving them back pay for what they lost as a result of their being taken from their jobs. Then, in addition to that, we have a very big issue that has been presented. Researchers in Canada have done a study, a whole group of researchers have done a study of 125 countries. They identified that COVID vaccines are a significant contributor to excess deaths and concluded the shots provided, quote, no apparent benefit, unquote. Again, the quote, the countries that were most vaccinated, that had the highest vaccine uptake, ended up having persistent excess mortality into 2023, said the study. The researchers found no systematically or statistically significant trends showing the vaccination campaigns in 2020 and 2021 reduced all-cause mortality. Instead, they found that in many places there was no excess mortality until the vaccines were rolled out. The team's study also identified the COVID shots as a significant contributor to excess deaths. The variable rollouts, they said, involve a direct injection of a product into your body that can be toxic. If there is no immunosuppression, that's due to the vaccines, they said. Well, here on Viewpoint today, we're going to take another look at this matter of COVID and the vaccines, particularly the vaccines, as they relate to a particular area of our population. And that is pregnant mothers. Our guest today is an OBGYN expert, Dr. James Thorpe. He's joining us from Florida. He's written a book called Sacrifice, How the Deadliest Vaccine in History Targeted the Most Vulnerable. Now, when you start talking about attacking the most vulnerable, it starts to become very sensitive because pregnant women were supposed to be protected from the ravages of unmerited medicine, untested medicine. In fact, some of the greatest problems with medicine in our country and in the world actually attacked pregnant women. And it wasn't until it was too late that it was discovered. So today on Viewpoint, our special guest, Dr. James Thorpe, joining us to talk about this issue from his expertise as an OGBYN doctor with some other titles attached to it. Dr. Thorpe, it's good to have you on the program today. What are some of those other titles? What's your increased specialty in this area?
Well, Chuck, thank you very much for having me on your program. I'm an obstetrician gynecologist, board certified, and also board certified in the subspecialty of OBGYN called maternal fetal medicine. And Chuck, I've been practicing and am still active in practice. Uh-huh. I'm 71 years old, and I have two jobs. I'm still actively practicing in the hospital and outpatient setting.
Uh-huh.
And I've been practicing for going on 46 years now.
Wow. In other words, you've been around the horn a while. You know what's going on. You know the history of the problems with the pharmaceutical companies and the things that they perpetrate upon people without adequate studies. You've been there. You've done that. And that gives you a a viewpoint that others who are much younger would not have, doesn't it?
Well, it does. And I want to state up front, I have not been an anti-vaxxer.
Uh-huh.
And so I have been a traditional allopathic physician. That means a traditional medical physician, MD, mm-hmm. trained in a prominent university, mm-hmm. Wayne State University School of Medicine,
mm-hmm.
going to one of the, probably at the time, the most prominent OBGYN residency programs in the world, the perinatal capital of the world. That was University of Colorado in Denver in the late 70s and early 80s. So I came to this game late. I'm a military veteran, too. I'm a disabled veteran, actually. I've received hundreds of vaccines, and I vaccinated my children, and I vaccinated my patients up until, maybe 10 years ago or more.
Uh-huh.
When it became apparent to me. So I'm not an anti-vaxxer. I don't come from that grouping. I believed all the nonsense that the medical schools taught us and mm-hmm. my organizations and the government told me. I trusted them, mm-hmm. and I was dead wrong.
Wow. That is quite a confession. They say that confession is good for the soul. Has it brought about repentance for you?
It does. I'm an empath. This is a very important point, and let's not laugh at that, because you know as well as I do that that repentance is important for spiritual healing and healing of your body and your mind and your soul.
Right.
And this is part of the problem. Yes, I have publicly repented on many public platforms.
Mm-hmm.
Otherwise, I wouldn't be able to sleep at night. I have a lot of guilt and shame over the fact that I perpetrated and pushed these vaccines, even in pregnant women, never the COVID-19 vaccines, never that.
Uh-huh.
I was awakened before that. But I pushed influenza vaccines, and I pushed the DTaP, pertussis, DPT vaccines mm-hmm. in mm-hmm. pregnant women up until 2010 or so. So I probably hurt, injured, maybe killed some patients. And I have profound guilt and shame over that. And unless I confess it, and make that very clear that I've made mistakes in the past,
mm-hmm.
Then it's hard for me to live with myself.
Well, you are a dedicated Christian brother. You have shared that with me just a few moments before we started the program here, and I was so glad to understand that, to know that, because it gives you even a deeper perspective on the issue of righteousness, even as it pertains to the practice of medicine, doesn't it?
Well, it does. It's extremely important, because we all know, I think you and I, and hopefully many of your viewers, the ultimate physician is our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.
Absolutely.
All healing comes through him.
All right. Now, when we launch into the balance of the program here after this break, you're going to hear, my friends, you're going to hear some very dramatic statements that our guest mentions in the introduction to his book. It'll grab your attention. It definitely will. He's mild-mannered, but when it comes to doing righteousness in the medicine field, whoa, watch out. Here we go after this break.
Once upon a time, children could pray and read their Bibles in school. Divorces were practically unknown, as was child abuse. In our once great America, virginity and chastity were popular virtues, and homosexuality was an abomination.
So what happened in just one generation?
Hi, I'm Chuck Chrismeyer, and I urge you to join me daily on Viewpoint, where we discuss the most challenging issues touching our hearts and homes. Could America's moral slide relate to the Fourth Commandment?
Listen to Viewpoint on this radio station or anytime at saveus.org.
Welcome back to Viewpoint. I'm Chuck Chrismeyer. It's conversation, as always, with ever-increasing conviction, talk that transforms. And I trust that today, even as we unveil the dangers that the so-called COVID vaccines pose not only to the population as a whole, but also to pregnant women, that it will have a salutary effect. Perhaps, maybe you're not pregnant, or maybe you're going to be pregnant, or maybe you have friends who are pregnant. You have those in your sphere of influence that could be affected by what we chat about here today on Viewpoint. So I hope you'll stay tuned, because I believe that it will have a salutary effect upon you. A fellow by the name of Mike Eden was the former vice president of Pfizer, you know, the one that produced that the massive COVID-19 vaccine that so many people took. He said, "We never, ever give experimental treatments to pregnant women. We don't do that because 60 years ago, thalidomide taught everybody a lesson." Now, here is a former vice president of Pfizer declaring with conviction of mind and heart and experience that we don't give experimental treatments to pregnant women. But did they? The answer is absolutely yes. So our guest today says in the introduction in his book, "The unfathomable dark history of how every regulatory health agency in the United States acted in complicity with a rogue transnational military government to make vaccines against COVID-19 widely available without safety or efficacy testing." He said, "By force of sheer cultural terrorism and propaganda, licensed by the ostensible emergency, the FDA, Federal Drug Administration, opened the floodgates to emergency use authorization to roll out the most lethal product in medical history." Now, that's a pretty strong statement. That's just in our opening statement here as we get into this conversation with Dr. James Thorpe. So you, Dr. Thorpe, are very passionate about this situation because you have witnessed firsthand the horrific effects of this on pregnant women. Is that correct? Dr. Thorpe, are we still with you?
Yes, that is absolutely correct.
All right.
I firsthand witnessed the capture and the corruption of the three most important organizations in the world that control obstetrical recommendations.
What are those organizations?
That would be the American College of Obstetricians and Gynecologists, ACOG, the American Board of Obstetrics and Gynecology, ABOG, and the Society for Maternal Fetal Medicine, SMFM. Those three organizations control the narrative essentially of the globe for pregnant women.
All right. And you were part of that system. And so you understand how the information is disseminated that has to be trusted and believed, because they are the so-called ultimate voice of truth and expertise, aren't they?
That's absolutely right. And these three organizations really honored me my entire career.
All right. Now, all of this, you contend in the introduction to your book, is part of a much bigger picture. And I want to, because we have such limited time, I want to read some distillation excerpts from this introduction that help to at least set the stage for the bigger picture as you see it. The COVID revolution, with all its infinite brutality, had been meticulously planned for decades, not as a medical event, but as an economic and population control event. The U.S. patent research expert, Dr. David Martin, states in a London Real interview, quote, "Coronavirus, COVID-19, the whole thing was premeditated. It was active terrorism by a state against the world. For 58 years, the United States, the UK, in collaboration with researchers around the world, planned to use coronavirus to instill the most tyrannical reform of society that this generation has ever seen. The question prior to 2020 was, what were they going to do to achieve this goal, this harrowing catastrophe? And the answer was so surreal and dystopian, nobody could possibly imagine it. They were to launch a global terror campaign telling all the people on Earth that a new virus jumped species from bats to humans at a wet market in Wuhan, China, spreading via every human interface. The evidence is quite solid that far from COVID vaccinology, that is the secular religion, being a bundle of mistakes, the intent to harm was there from the very beginning. Why else would they have made sure that all the tried and true treatments that cured the syndrome of this extreme and unusual flu we came to call COVID-19 in 2020 were vilified, lied about, and banned? Now, that's a very profound statement. So you believe that all that happened with regard to COVID was part of a much bigger geopolitical and even, shall we say, the crossing of geopolitical lines with medicine, with social control, and the viewpoint of a new global order. Is that correct?
Absolutely.
That's a very serious observation. And you believe that you have sufficient evidence to establish that. For having said it, it puts a mark on your back, doesn't it?
It does, indeed, and I've suffered the consequences of that.
And how have you suffered consequences from that?
Well, death threats, for one, for quite some time, ostracization, loss of job, derision, censorship, you name it. I was fired from SSM Health, one of the largest Catholic health care hospital systems in the country.
Mm-hmm.
And that occurred in June of 2023. And the reason why I was fired was because I testified in the United States Senate 6 months earlier, and I had been on many, many public platforms like yours and Tucker Carlson.
Mm-hmm.
And so that what the background here is that the Department of Health and Human Services bribed over 420,000 hospital systems and physician systems in the United States of America with over $186 billion.
Wow.
So the first hospital system to go down was, your listeners, your audience may remember, was Houston Methodist and Dr. Mary Talley Bowden, who the quid pro quo arrangement there was, you keep the money, but you have to walk in lockstep with our draconian COVID narratives. And if you don't enforce this on your employees and on your patients, you owe us the money back. That's the basis of the quid pro quo or so-called cooperative care agreement that was made in really every sector of our society. So so SSM Health also had that, as did all the other hospitals. And so when I published extensively during the COVID, as I have done in my career, and I'm a military man, I know my chain of command, I gave these publications to my chain of command at SSM Health hospital systems in St. Louis, it became very uncomfortable for them. They would never address it in a formal academic environment or a department meeting or a grand rounds. I was called up by the CEO, Mr. Kevin Ellidge, and also Laura Kaiser was the ultimate CEO, and basically said, well, Dr. Thorpe, you're a model physician for our system, but we have some bad news for you. We're going to have to let you go under the no-cause termination in your contract because we're having financial difficulties. Well, that was ridiculous. I knew that was a lie. They were firing me because they got a call from the HHS pointing out that I was getting too loud about the truth. So if they didn't fire me, they would have had to pay the money that they took that was $306.9 million.
Wow. Now, you've actually testified before Congress on this. Is that correct?
Oh, yes, and multiple state senates and multiple countries' senates around the world.
Okay, so this is a very big deal. On the one hand, you seem like a rather soft-spoken person. You're not out there crusading in that sense. You just don't have that kind of personality. On the other hand, you're deeply concerned about truth. You're deeply concerned about that medicine do no harm. That's supposed to be the Hippocratic Oath. This become the hypocritical oath. And so you're concerned about all of that. And you see how people, money, has spoken so loudly and been used to seduce the medical profession into a system that was designed actually to create destruction upon the world.
That's an excellent portrayal, and I would agree with that.
All right. Now, there's a sense in which, and you may have been on the stand in a court case before, and, of course, I, as a trial lawyer of 20 years, I have had many a doctor on the stand or many other people, and so there's a sense in which almost what we're doing right here today, without even trying, you're sitting there on the witness stand, and you're committed to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God, because you're a follower of Jesus Christ deep in your heart. And so I ask the questions, and you give simple answers to them. It's not a long kind of discussion that we're eliciting here. You're giving simple answers to these questions. And people might wonder, well, why is he just giving such simple answers? I think it's because you're trying to listen very carefully to the questions, and you're wanting to make sure that what's communicated is indeed the truth. So, that having been said, to perhaps help some of our listeners as to why it's not just a freewheeling kind of conversation, you indicate in your book that the medical profession and the Department of Health and Human Services and the CDC and the FDA colluded with Pfizer to bury incriminating evidence concerning that company and the vaccine.
They absolutely did, Chuck, and this is proven. The Pfizer 5.3.6 post-marketing data, you as a trial attorney know that every medical pharmaceutical corporation that releases a product, mm-hmm. whether it's a device or a medicine, to the public, by law, has to report the first 90 days of adverse events. And that they did for the COVID-19 vaccine. And beginning, it wasn't for 3 months. It was actually only 10 weeks. It was mm-hmm. from December 15th or thereabouts, 2020, to February 28th, 2021, about 10 weeks. And in just that 10 weeks, Chuck, there was extraordinary devastation. There were 42,086 casualties, including 1,223 dead in just 20 weeks. And I'm trying to be as short as I can with my answers.
That's all right. You can feel free as you want.
I could speak for hours and hours and hours on the details of this because I've published extensively and I know the facts.
Mm-hmm.
But this up front, it's a res ipsa loquitur, right? It speaks for itself.
Yeah.
They had that information on February 28th, 2021. Pfizer had it. And the government, ACOG, ABOG, all the medical organizations tried to bury it for 75 years. And
wow.
Thank goodness to Aaron Seary, who is an attorney, got that information.
All right. We'll be back after this break. The book is called Sacrifice. It's on our website, $33, friends. Call us 1-800-SAVE-USA. We'll be back.
There is so much more about Chuck Crismier and Save America Ministries on our website, saveus.org. For example, under the marriage section, God has marriage on his mind. Chuck has some great resources to strengthen your marriage. First off, a fact sheet on the state of the marital union, a fact sheet on the state of ministry, marriage, and morals. SaveUS.org. Marriage, divorce, and remarriage. What does the Bible really teach about this? Find all of this at SaveUS.org. Also, a letter to pastors, the Hosea Project, saveus.org, and many more resources to strengthen your marriage. It's all on Chuck's website, saveus.org. Again, you can listen to Chuck's Viewpoint broadcast live and archived. Save America Ministries website at saveus.org.
Today, friends, we're talking with Dr. James Thorpe. He is an expert, 40-some years in OBGYN practice at every level of the practice, and he is speaking today concerning the deadliest vaccine in history targeted to the most vulnerable, i.e., even pregnant women. The title of the book is Sacrifice. It's a hardbound book, and it's yours for $33 on our website, saveus.org, saveus.org. If you want to find some of the most important information, I think you can tell that this man does not have an axe to grind per se. He is seeking, as a true follower of Jesus Christ, to enable truth to come out concerning the medical profession, concerning what happened in the collusion between the government and the military and the medical profession and the pharmaceutical companies that was actually designed, whether anybody really understood that from the beginning, designed to reduce the population across the world dramatically and to bring the world into a situation where people would very easily submit to orders, even giving up their freedoms and their health. And so the book is available to you on our website, saveus.org. Sacrifice, how the deadliest vaccine in history targeted the most vulnerable. Give us a call, 1-800-SAVE-USA. Write to us at Save America Ministries, P.O. Box 70879, Richmond, Virginia, 23255. If you're writing a check, add $6 for postage and handling. And we want to get it into your hands. Now, also, as you know, my friends, the program not only airs live, but it also will be up on our website, and it will be there for about a year, saveus.org, and you'll be able to access it there. You might have friends, you might have relatives and so on that desperately need to have this information, even at this time. And so make sure you provide them with that information, direct them to the website, and I think that you'll find yourself to have been a blessing. Now, interestingly, going back to the statements that Dr. Thorpe, we'll call him Jim from time to time here and after, he said in Chapter 5 of his book, quoting, Pfizer documents analysis reports. Here's what it says. If Pfizer had a TV commercial for its COVID vaccine listing adverse events, 158,893 such adverse events just in the first 12 weeks. If TV commercial aired all of those, the announcer would be reading for 80 consecutive hours. Let that sink in. Because you know, with all the drugs and so on that are advertised on television, down at the bottom they have to tell you about the adverse effects while they're trying to steer your attention away with nice colors and people talking and so on. This was a very serious thing. And it involved total propaganda. Total propaganda. And one of the things that concerns me is the Department of Health and Human Services, with the National Institute of Health, that was headed up by a professing Christian, Dr. Collins. He was complicit in all of this with Dr. Fauci, wasn't he?
He absolutely was. And my research team have published on that. We published an article, I think, in America Out Loud, how all the faith leaders were captured by an orchestrated program of disinformation in early 2021, April or May of 2021, to capture the faith leaders, not just Christians, every faith, and to push the vaccines in their congregations. This is published. This is proven.
And they use pastors to do it.
Yes. It came down from the White House, Chief of Staff, Jeffrey Zients, from Vivek Murthy, the Surgeon General, and yes, from Collins, Francis Collins, who professes to be a Christian and who gave absolute, complete lies of facts to these pastors. So it's very concerning.
Well, no wonder President Biden, before he left office, decided to pardon Dr. Fauci. In advance, I'm not sure how legal that is or how efficacious it is, but apparently he knew he was guilty of sin. And what's fascinating is that Dr. Deborah Birx, who joined Dr. Fauci in the early days of the COVID rollout, came out a couple years later on national television and made this statement. She said, "I never believed that the vaccine would keep people from getting the virus or keep people from spreading it." She said, "I never believed that." But that's what was presented. That's what was taught. The President of the United States declared over and over again from the bully pulpit, yet he got COVID five times. So the deception was so great that it's hard to believe the American people could succumb. A so-called freedom-loving people could succumb to such a profound program of deception. But that was the characteristic. Now, let's shift to the area of your expertise in particular, and that is OGBYN. You're dealing with pregnant women. Why is this such a big deal for you, as opposed to medicine in general?
Well, because, as the title of my book states, the most vulnerable patients in God's creation that he created, the most vulnerable sector of human beings is pregnant women, preborns, and newborns.
Why is that?
Because they are the most vulnerable, because the processes, the physiologic processes of the development after conception from one cell, when the sperm meets the egg, you get the flash of light, and God imbibes his spirit in that one cell with that flash of light that occurs at the time that the sperm meets the ovum. Mm. And then these such incredibly vulnerable to external effects, adverse effects that can disrupt this development of one fertilized cell into a human being within the womb that is viable, able to live 20 weeks after that fertilization.
And yet there was no real testing concerning these so-called vaccines that were rolled out supposedly as an emergency, and yet experts have said that you have to have at least 5 years of study before rolling out anything like this, a gene therapy thing, to the public. So why did they exceed that? Was there really that kind of emergency, or were there ulterior motives?
There were definitely ulterior motives, and I just want to go back to that. You know, you mentioned Francis Collins,
yes,
and But it goes back to Francis Collins colluding and the government colluding and actually enabling gain-of-function research through Ralph Barrick at University of North Carolina and mm-hmm. Peter Daszak at EcoHealth.
Dr. Fauci maintained over and over again that there was no such gain-in-function work.
That's correct. And what was inherently obvious to me, Chuck, was in early 2020, when I did my research, I knew that hydroxychloroquine was extremely effective and advertised as such, mm-hmm. as safe and effective on the CDC FDA website. Of course, they took that off their website in 2019, but hydroxychloroquine or chloroquine derivatives have been used for over 600 years in every country, and it was safe. And in pregnancy, we've used hydroxychloroquine, also known as brand name Plaquenil. I've used it for over 40 years in pregnant women, so I knew that it was safe and effective. And in SARS-CoV-1, it was safe and effective. So when I started prescribing that in early 2020 and I got my hands slapped, I knew that there was something very seriously wrong. And then they villainized it in a false study in May of 2020 that was published in The Lancet. And it was retracted because it was completely fabricated. They needed to eliminate that drug so that they could invoke the EUA. And those 8 hours of dictated or stated complications were never put in the package insert. The package insert for that vaccine is completely blank, and to this very day remains completely blank.
Wow. And then, of course, you have not only the hydroxychloroquine, but ivermectin. Can you speak briefly to that?
Yes. Shortly thereafter, ivermectin is a extremely safe and effective drug, and it should be over-the-counter, like it is, by the way, in Tennessee and many other countries. This was a Nobel Prize-winning drug. It's been used, and now we're seeing not only is it safe and effective for treating and preventing viral illnesses, including COVID-19, there now appears to be extreme efficacy in advanced cancer treatment.
All right. So it seems that money, the love of money, which translated into power, political power, but also the power to control people, all of that was like a many tributaries of sinful motivational life coming together for an unbelievable, vast, destructive purpose, not only in America, but all over the world. You agree with that?
I agree with that.
All right. We'll be right back after this, friends. Our special guest, Dr. James Thorpe, his book, Sacrifice, on our website, saveus.org.
Have you ever considered what the early church was like? Many people are developing a heart longing for greater fulfillment in our practices as Christians. A recent study showed 53,000 people a week are leaving the back door of America's churches in frustration. What is going on? Why has there not been even a 1% gain among followers of Christ in the last 25 years? Could it be that God is seeking to restore first century Christianity for the 21st century? Jesus said, I'll build my church. Is Christ by his Spirit stirring to prepare the church for the 21st century? The early church prayed together and broke bread from house to house. They were family, and it was said by all who observed, behold how they love one another. Incredible.
But the same can be found right now. Go to saveus.org and click sell church. We can revive first century Christianity for the 21st century.
It's about people, not programs. It's about a body, not a building.
That's saveus.org. Click sell church.
Again, I welcome you back to Viewpoint, friends. We're confronting, as always, the deepest issues of America's heart and home from God's eternal perspective. And it is true here today. We have a Christian lawyer. We have a Christian doctor who are bringing together a hopefully Christian godly viewpoint based upon facts, based upon history, and based upon expertise, all coming together to deliver to you a picture that needs to be painted with as much clarity as possible to protect the most vulnerable. The book, Sacrifice, How the Deadliest Vaccine in History Targeted the Most Vulnerable, it's yours for $33. It's a hardbound book. Unfortunately, friends, the price of books is going up because of the price of postage, because of the price of printing, all of those things we're having to deal with. So, yes, the book is not overpriced. It's just that's the way things are in our economy right now. So this book is going to open the door to you for an awful lot of information from a true expert in this regard. And he's seeking to protect people. He's not seeking to be a muckraker, so to speak, but actually seeking with an honest heart and mind to protect people as a godly doctor. He says,
Chuck, could I interject something?
Sure, go ahead.
You know, I want to interject that for the viewers and for you, my heart and my spirit in marketing this book is truth. And I want to make it very clear that this book, every dime of profit from this book, one of my employers, the wellness company, who took me on, and I'm on their medical board as a chief of maternal and prenatal health, I've urged them, and they have agreed, to start a 501c3. Every penny that I make off this book is going to be donated to the wellness company's 501c3. They will match it. And this, hopefully, God willing, large amount of money, every penny will be donated to the COVID-19 vaccine injured. So by purchasing this book, you are helping the, listen to this now, the millions of Americans that have been killed by the COVID-19 vaccine, and probably in all, 25 million Americans that have been COVID-19 vaccine injured. Mm-hmm. They're in desperate shape.
Well, I'm so glad that you broke in to give that information, Jim. Obviously, your heart is in this. You indicate anyone refusing to succumb to the Orwellian diktat, demanding that these dangerous untested gene therapy jabs, they called vaccines, were met with a wall of vitriol, censorship, bullying, reputation attack, and sometimes de-licensing, even having served time in prison. My wife and I personally know of a good friend, medical doctor, who here in Virginia lost their license to practice precisely because the Virginia Medical Association and board was so completely, shall we say, under the dominion of the COVID vaccine demands that they refuse to see that anyone trying to help through things like hydroxychloroquine or ivermectin were providing, but actually were undermining the health of Virginians. We're talking about something that is so pervasive, something, it's actually, to put it bluntly, wicked, just wicked. And so we need to call it what it is, and you're coming against it as best you can to help reveal what's going on. So tell us, in a pregnant woman, what goes on when they receive one of these jabs, or those who have received the jab? How does it actually affect them? Why is it you're so concerned?
Well, what I saw in my clinical practice was actually, it was business as usual in 2020.
Uh-huh.
There was no excess in deaths or injuries of pregnant women or preborns at all. It all began in 2021 after the COVID-19 was pushed on pregnant women.
Uh-huh.
And what I saw was devastating. devastating, a massive increase in miscarriage, in fetal malformations and chromosomal abnormalities, fetal death, severe placental abnormalities, maternal death, severe maternal hemorrhage, premature delivery, severe preeclampsia, severe growth restriction in the fetus, and newborn death and newborn complications.
Sounds like a category of a horror show for pregnant women.
It absolutely was. And remember that the obstetricians, 60,000 of them, were coerced into following the narrative by a dictate from these three organizations that I mentioned, ACOG, ABOG, and SMFM. And they sent to every single one of these 60,000 OBGYN doctors in North America, including six provinces of Canada, that you deviate from our narrative and we will take away your state license and your board certifications that we've worked for our entire career to get.
Mm-mm-mm. That's what you call pressure. It's interesting that I have just a few months ago completed my 11th book called When Persecution Comes, Preparing Hearts for Perilous Times. And this is a form of persecution coming in the name of political power and money. The interesting thing is that if you go to the Greek, in the New Testament, the Greek, the word for tribulation is thlipsis, which means pressure. So what was happening is tribulation was being pressed upon the whole medical profession that was affecting everyone else governed by the medical profession, including all the patients. This was pressure, a kind of persecution that was coming on not only Americans, but the whole world, wasn't it?
Absolutely. And, you know, as long as we're doing a little bit of Greek translation and Revelation, what is, how was the whole world deceived? I believe it's Revelation 22.
Uh-huh.
How was it deceived? By sorcery. What is the Greek word for sorcery? Pharmakeia.
Mm-hmm.
Pharmakeia, that is the root word
for pharmacy.
Pharmacy. Pharmaceutical mm-hmm. companies.
Wow. We're having quite the conversation here, and it pierces even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit. How is it that we are so undiscerning? Pastors succumbed to all of this. They closed down their churches. This was used as a means to close down the fellowship of believers, which divided people against themselves. It created wars within churches, within families. And this very moment, right there in the United States Senate and so on, we have a candidate for Department of Health and Human Services, Dr. Robert Kennedy, and they're saying, hey, you shouldn't be in here because you came against the vaccines. What say you?
Yeah, it's quite a spectacle. And I think that Bobby Kennedy is standing his ground and is doing an incredible job. And these senators in this subcommittee are just grandstanding, the ones coming against him and spouting off flagrant lies. And all of them have taken millions and millions of dollars of donations from corporate industry that bias and push this false narrative. I've come to believe that the vaccine industry is the greatest sham, one of the greatest shams in the history of medicine when you really go back and study it. But right now in the United States of America, the pharmaceutical industries are reaping $60 billion a year just from vaccines. And if that's not bad enough, they're mm-hmm. reaping over $500 billion, $500 billion with a B dollars annually from treatments of the injuries and the diseases that the vaccines cause. So you can imagine that this is power and this is money. And you can see how horrible the Kennedy family, how devastating and sad. You know, you have JFK's daughter, Caroline Kennedy, and her son, Jack Schlossberg, I believe, how they videoed these horrible, horrible, devastating, just really sad videos against their Bobby Kennedy. It's just very sad. I mean, it's something that is unimaginable. And this is what the government has seeded, division. This is what they wanted. This is what money, power, and propaganda can do.
Well, you and your wife is a lawyer, right?
That's correct. Maggie Thorpe, J.D. And also...
go ahead.
She's also has a divinity degree as well from Duke University.
So you and her have combined together to publish an article entitled A Call for Immediate Moratorium on the Use of COVID-19 Vaccines in Pregnant Women, right? You did that
multiple
just last
articles.
Year.
Correct. We published probably 15 or 20 articles together as a team.
The spike protein, a lot of us don't really fully comprehend that. The mRNA foundation for these vaccines, Dr. Robert Malone supposedly was the progenitor of the whole mRNA concept, and he came out and said, hey, you got to stop this immediately. It's dangerous to the whole world. Why didn't everybody listen?
Money. He who pays the piper calls the tune. And this was the most comprehensive, expensive fifth generation warfare propaganda campaign in the history of the world, Chuck. So when you have that kind of money bribing every single thread of the fabric of our society and the world, he who controls that controls the world.
Wow. These are profound statements, and it shows how corruption can take place with the infusion of money into our legislators across the country, not only in the national legislature, the Congress and the Senate, but in the various legislatures of the states around the union. And once they get the money, then they succumb to the demand, essentially, that's linked with the money. You do what we ask, or we cut off the flow.
That's right. You know, you opened this segment up, the whole program, with citing the researcher from research group from Canada, and
right.
I'd like to just mention that the name of the lead researcher in his institute is Denis Rancourt. And you know, Denis Rancourt over 2 years ago estimated that the COVID-19 vaccine has killed over 17 million global citizens. He subsequently published that as being an underestimate. It might be closer to 30 million. Now, the Pfizer documents themselves tell me from their own Pfizer 5.3.6 data that they tried to hide for 75 years that the injure-to-kill ratio is 33.4. That means, for your audience, that for every person killed, 33.4 are injured. That's unprecedented in military and medical history.
Wow.
So when you combine that, as of a couple of years ago, you're looking at about 600 million global citizens that were injured or killed.
No wonder you call it the deadliest vaccine in history. Friends, we're talking from the heart. Dr. James Thorpe joining us here today on Viewpoint. His book, Sacrifice, How the Deadliest Vaccine in History Targeted the Most Vulnerable. $33 will put this hardbound book in your hands. It's on our website, saveus.org. Call us, 1-800-SAVE-USA. Write to us at $6 for postage and handling. And become a partner, friends. We're doing our best to deliver information for transformation here on this program. Thank you for your support and your encouragement. God bless and be a blessing.
You've been listening to Viewpoint with Chuck Crismier. Viewpoint is supported by the faithful gifts of our listeners. Let me urge you to become a partner with Chuck as a voice to the church declaring vision for the nation. Join us again next time on Viewpoint as we confront the issues of America's heart and home.